I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
We're going to look at Psalm 121 together. So grown-ups, if you would like to have Psalm 121 in front of you, maybe that piece of paper, that would be really helpful to you guys. And you guys, if you want it in front of you as well, that's good, but it's up here now, so you know it. But if you look at me, and everything you need will be up here, so you kind of don't have to look at the ceiling or the floor or anything. You can look at me, and let's pray, shall we, and ask for God's help as we look at Psalm 121 together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you that in the Bible you tell us about yourself and about your Son and about how we are saved. Father, we thank you for it. And we thank you for this bit of the Bible that we're looking at today, this song. Please would you help us to know it. Please may it change us. Please may we leave here as people who rely more on you and less on ourselves. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things that we love to do as a family when we're on a long journey is to sing in the car. Okay, so I have four children and we do loads of singing. So sometimes we sing to CDs, sometimes we make up songs, sometimes we learn bits of the Bible together. So on half term recently, we learnt Psalm 100 together as a family, and then we made up a little song to it, and then we were singing it on our long journey on the way home. And that's what we do on it. Do you guys sing on your car journeys? Do you sing, or is it just me that sings? Do you sing on your journey? No, you don't. Oh, there you go. Well, it's just me. Just me who sings on journeys. Well, listen, let me tell you why I'm telling you what we do in the car as a family. I'm telling you what we do because actually this bit of the Bible that you guys have been learning in Sunday school this term is a song. And it's a song for a journey. We know it's a song for a journey because it's got a title that says the Song of Ascent. Now, ascent means to climb. It means to rise. It's a song for a long upward journey. And we believe that God's people used to sing this song as they went on their long journey together up to Jerusalem, up to the city where God's temple was, where God had put his name, the city he loved. And this was the song they would sing on their journey. But unlike us in the car, when we're singing songs, we're just doing it to entertain ourselves. We're doing it to while away the time so that actually the journeys don't feel so long. Now, they didn't do it for that reason. They sang this song. They learned this song for a reason. They learn this song to remind themselves about something really important for their journey. Do you know what they knew about their journey? Can you say that the first bit with me again? It says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? What do you think they knew about their journey? What do they need for their journey? That's right. They need help from God on this journey. They know that on this long journey up to Jerusalem that they have to make, that they really need God's help. There are lots of things, lots of dangers on their journey. They might get lost. They might get tired. They might get attacked. And they might never end up getting to where they want to be, to Jerusalem. So they knew that they needed help. Now, when was the last time? Can you think of a time? When was the last time you asked for help? Can you give me an example? When was the last time you asked for help? Can you think of something? When was the last time you asked for help? This morning. This morning. Well, what did you need help with this morning? Can't remember? Would you like help remembering? Yeah, you see, why do you need help remembering? Because you couldn't do it by yourself, could you? So what does she need help with this morning? Ah, so you need help for somebody else. That's brilliant, yeah. What about you guys over here? What did you need help with? You needed help with your homework. Why did you need help with your homework?
Because it was hard and I was tired.
It was hard and you were tired. And could you do it by yourself? No. See, we need help when we can't do things by ourselves. Now listen, over here is a very, very heavy bag of something. I'm not sure what's inside. I probably could find out if I read it. Do you think that I can lift this bag by myself? Do you think I can? Let's have a go. I'll have a go. No chance. I'm not going to lift that by myself. So I need help. So Dan, I'm going to ask Dan to help me. See, I need help because I cannot do this by myself. Now Dan, we're going to try and lift this bag up on the thing. Thanks very much, Dan. Whoa. You see, together, if I have help, then we can lift this bag. You see, I couldn't do it by myself. And that's the sort of times we need help. And that's what God's people knew about this journey. They knew that it was going to be a long, difficult journey, and they needed help. They needed God to help them. And so they sang this song together to learn that truth, that they need help and that their help comes from the Lord. Brilliant. Well done. So we're going to learn these six words together because these are the six most important words in this song, okay? And they're up here behind me. And we're going to have to say this lots of times this morning because I really want it to go into our heads, okay? So you say it with me. My help comes from the Lord. That's the six most important words that they were learning. That's what they were singing about to remind themselves that God is the one who helps them on their long journey. Now, what's all that got to do with us? Are we on a walk this morning? Are we on a long journey to Jerusalem this morning? No, it looks to me like we're sitting in a building in St. Albans, doesn't it? That's where we're sitting. We're not on a walk this morning. So what's this got to do with us? Well, I'll tell you what this got to do with us. God has kept this song in the Bible for us because every person who's a Christian here this morning, that is every person who is trusting in the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins and for the hope of eternal life, is on a long upward journey to heaven. We're on a long journey this morning if we're Christians. And just like them, we need help on our journey. If we're going to get to heaven, then we need God's help. There will be lots of things along the way that make the journey very difficult. And lots of things that will try and stop us getting to heaven. And so we need to learn these six important words together. We need to sing this song so that we can remember that our help comes from God. Will you say those six important words with me one more time? My help comes from the Lord. That's what we need to remember. Now maybe you've turned up to church this morning and you are someone who really knows that the long journey to heaven is hard. Maybe you are someone who knows I really need help. So maybe you get laughed at school for following Jesus, for coming to church. Maybe your friends think that's really silly and you could do better things on a Sunday and whenever your other groups are. Maybe you're here and you're not well and you've been not well for a long time and you just think this is so hard and I'm just never going to get to heaven. Maybe you've got doubts about Jesus. Is Jesus really real? Maybe you've got those kind of worries. Or maybe you're battling with a sin. There's something that you just keep doing over and over again. And you just think, I'm never going to get to heaven. This journey's too hard. I can't do it by myself. And that's why we need this song. We need this song because we need to sing to ourselves and to each other these six important words. That our help for the journey comes from the Lord. That's why we need this song this morning. Now, how can we be sure? How can we be sure that our help comes from God? Why can't we go to somebody else? Why can't we get help from somebody else? How can we be sure that it's God who helps us on our journey? Well, can I tell you that in the song, they call God by two names. And the names of God in the Bible are always important. They're never an accident. They're always there for a reason. Now, can you have a look, perhaps, or see if you can remember, because it's up here in your heads now. Do you remember the two names that they call God? What's the first one? Lord. Brilliant. Capital letters. L-O-R-D. Adults, you'll see that as you look down at your text. Lord. That's the first name. What's the second one? Jesus. Not Jesus in this song, but we'll come to Jesus. Brilliant. God. I'm not sure if they do. I haven't got it in front of me. I can't remember. But it's this thing. My help comes from the Lord, the... say it together. Maker of heaven and earth. Brilliant. So we've got these two names for God. Okay, we've got Lord and we've got the maker of heaven and earth. And these two names tell us what God, how God can help us. Now listen, names are really important. I brought a friend of mine this morning. Here he is. Who's my friend? Do you know who this is? Who's this? Postman Cat. No, Postman Pat. Postman Pat. Now, what does Postman Pat do? His name tells us what he does. What does he do? He gives letters. He's a postman, so his name tells us what he does. What about Bob the Builder? What does Bob the Builder do? What does his name tell us? He builds things, yeah? What about Fireman Sam? What does Fireman Sam do?
He gets fires.
He puts fires out. That's right. So their names, you see, the names of these people tell us something really important about what they do. And these two names, the Lord and the Maker of heaven and earth, tell us about God. First of all, the Lord. The Lord reminds them, as they sing this song on their long journey, it reminds them that he is the one who is totally committed to his people. It reminds them that he's the one who has loved them and he saved them and he cares for them. And so as they sing this name, of course God's going to help them. That's what they remember, because he's loved them. He saved them from Egypt. He's brought them on long journeys before, and he's protected them and he's kept them safe and he's cared for them and he's loved them. So this name, the Lord, reminds them that God is the one who is totally committed to his people. And how much more true is that for you and me? As we look back to what God has done through the Lord Jesus, we can be totally sure that he is the one who is committed to his people. And so of course he will help us. God who gave up his own son, how will he not graciously give us all things, the New Testament says? How will he not help us? Because he's given us Jesus. Of course he's going to help us. So the name the Lord reminds us that we can be totally sure that God is going to help us on our journey. He will get us to heaven because he's committed to his people. So that's the first name, the Lord. The second name, what was that one again? Can you remind me? Brilliant. The Maker of heaven and earth. Now you see, that means that there's nobody more powerful in the whole world. You'd be silly to go to somebody else for help, wouldn't you? There's no one with more power. There's no one stronger. There's no one more amazing. There's no one who knows everything like God does. We'd be really silly, wouldn't we? Now imagine, let's go back to my bag of heavy stuff here for a second. Imagine that I asked Postman Pat to help me. Okay, Postman Pat's going to help me to lift this bag this time. Okay, do you think he can do it? Do you think he can do it? Why not? Why won't Postman Pat be able to help me? Look, I bet he can. Pat, you just stand there for a second. Okay, there you go. Now, what's the problem?
It's only a stuffed toy.
What? A stuffed toy? It's not a stuffed toy. This is my friend, and he's going to help me lift this bag. Okay, are you ready? Do you think he's going to do it?
No.
No, he's not going to do it. You're absolutely right. He's a stuffed toy. Have I been silly to go and ask him for help?
Yeah.
I have, haven't I? I've been really silly to ask him for help. But listen, sometimes we go to the wrong people to help us. People who can't help us. I need someone who can actually help. So actually, I'd need Dan again, wouldn't I? I'd need Dan to come and help me lift the bag, because he is the one who can help me. He can actually help me lift this bag. And that's what is true of God. There is no one more powerful who can help us. We have to go to God. And so you see, you've got these two names. How can we be sure that our help comes from God? How can we be sure that he's the one who can help us? First of all, because he's the Lord. And second, because he's the Maker of heaven and earth. No one else will be able to help you like God can on your journey to heaven. So you can be totally sure he's the one who can help. But what can we know about his help from this song? Well, I want to learn three things this morning, okay? And you're going to help me remember them. Three things about God's help. First of all, God keeps us going. Now, will you say that word with me? So God keeps us going. That's the first thing we learn about God's help. So if you have a look at verse 3, it says that God, the Lord, will not let your, what does it say? Do you remember?
Foot slip.
Excellent. Well remembered. The Lord will not let your foot slip. That means that he will not let you slip up and crash to the ground so that you never get to your destination. He won't let you crash to the floor so that you won't be able to finish your journey. God keeps us on our feet. God keeps us standing. He keeps us going. Now, who likes walking on walls? Anyone like walking on walls? Yeah, I love walking. Grown-ups, I know some of you do too as well. If people aren't looking, I bet you get up there and you're walking along on a wall. But listen, my kids love walking on walls, okay? But what do you think I'm worried about when they're walking along a wall? What do I worry about? Yeah, that's right. I'm worried as a parent now that my children will be walking along like this. And then, whoa, off they go. They slip off the edge. Their foot slips. Now, what do you think that I do now that I'm a sensible grown up and I don't walk on walls? What do you think I do as a parent?
Don't tell them.
What's that?
Tell them not to do it.
No, I don't tell them not to walk on the wall because that would be spoiling their fun. But what do you think I do while they're walking on the wall?
You don't walk on the wall.
No, I don't tell them that. What do you think I do? I'll give you a clue.
You watch them and you're ready to catch them.
Yeah, I watch them ready to catch them, but I do something else as well.
I
hold their hands. That's what I do. So I hold them like this, or I put my arm around them and I walk beside them so that when their foot slips, which it often does, they don't go crashing to the ground. Now, do you know what? That's what God does for us on our journey to heaven. He holds us by our hands. He helps us so that we won't crash to the ground, that we won't fall and never get to heaven. Now, there are lots of reasons. We've already thought of some of them this morning. There are lots of reasons why on our journey to heaven that we might feel that our foot's going to slip, that we might feel like we're going to crash to the ground and never get there. Lots of times the circumstances in our life make the ground feel very bumpy. You know, am I really going to get to heaven? Is God really real? Those kind of questions that sometimes grown-ups ask, and maybe we do as children as well. There's lots of reasons that we might think, I'm never going to get there. School's hard. Friends are laughing at me. I'm ill. I have money troubles, grown-ups perhaps. I have family troubles, relationship problems. I just keep sinning and I just feel like I'm not going to get to heaven. All of those things can make us feel like we're going to fall down with a crash and never get to heaven. But the good thing is that God says that he won't let that happen. For those of us who are trusting in the Lord Jesus as our Savior, as the one who rescues us from sin, he says he will walk along holding our hands and he will not let your foot slip. That's the great thing about this song. And do you know what? In the New Testament, it tells us that Jesus is the one, in a letter called Jude, who will keep us from falling. Jesus is the one who will stop you crashing to the ground. Jesus is the one who holds us up so that we keep going. So here you go. Here's the first thing that we learn about God's help from this psalm. God keeps us going. That's the first thing we learn. Now, the second thing that we learn from this song about God's help is that God keeps us safe. Can you say that with me? God keeps us safe. Brilliant. That's the second thing. If you have a look at verse 6, I think it is. Let's have a look. Verse 7. It says in verse 7 that the Lord will keep you from all harm. Now, the word there means evil. Now, there are lots of things on our long journey to heaven that will try and stop us getting there. There are lots of things that will attack us. Lots of things that will try and say, you're not getting to heaven. And one of them, the New Testament tells us, probably the most important one, is the devil. The devil does not want us to get to heaven. In fact, it describes him in the New Testament like a roaring lion who's prowling around looking for someone to devour. He wants to stop people getting to heaven. But we're told in the New Testament that we can be protected, we can be kept from all harm. Now, what does that mean? Have you thought about that? What does it mean that we'll be protected from harm, from evil, that God will guard our life? Well, I can tell you what it doesn't mean. God never says in the Bible that he means you'll never have a bad day or nothing ever bad will ever happen to you. He never says that. What he promises is that when things attack us, when things feel very hard, when things feel like they're trying to harm us, they will never destroy us. That's his promise to those who trust Jesus. It's not that we'll have an easy life if we trust Jesus, but it's that the things that attack us will never destroy us. And that's what God promises. He promises to keep us safe. So here we go, two things. First one, God keeps us going and God keeps us safe. He will make sure that we get to heaven. He will protect us. And then there's one more thing that this psalm teaches us about God's help. And it's that God keeps us always. Can you say that with me? God keeps us always. That's what we learn in this psalm. We learn some really amazing things about God in this psalm, okay, in this song. One of the things we learn is that God never sleeps. Now, who likes sleep? I love sleep. Yeah, sleep is good. I don't get enough of it. But we love sleep. Grown-ups, do you like sleep? Some of you like sleep. But listen, how cool would it be if we didn't have to sleep? That would be amazing, wouldn't it? I know I love sleep, but actually if I didn't have to sleep, that would be great, because then you could just keep doing all those things. How many times has mum or dad said to you, right, you've got to stop doing that now because it's time to go to sleep, time to go to bed. You ever had that? Yeah, we've had that, haven't we? But listen, if you didn't have to sleep, then you could just keep doing those things all the time. And this song tells us that God never sleeps. That means that he is always protecting his people. He's always keeping them safe. He's always watching over them. He's always holding them up and keeping them going. It's not that God goes off to make a cup of coffee and forgets about his people. It's not that God goes on holiday for a while and then no one's looking after God's people for that. It's not that God goes to sleep at night time and then during the night everyone's not safe, but during the day they are. No, God never sleeps. God keeps us always. And that means three things, okay? We're going to do three more things. Can I have three volunteers? Maybe you three girls? That would be brilliant. Come at the front here. This song teaches us three things about what it means. Do you want to come and stand up here and we're going to hold some signs? This is what it means that God keeps us always. And we know this from the song. First of all, he keeps us whenever. Could you hold that one up for everyone to see? He keeps us whenever. He keeps us wherever. And he keeps us forever. Can we say these three together? So God keeps us whenever. God keeps us wherever. And God keeps us forever. First of all, whenever. Have a look in verse 6. Now, we read that verse, didn't we, about the fact that the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Now, there's lots of ideas about what that means. But I think really simply it means this, that God watches over you day and night. The God who doesn't sleep is watching over you all the time. So that means that in the morning, when you wake up, at lunchtime, when you're in the playground, at school, or whenever we're doing as adults, when we are in the evening or in the middle of the night, God is always watching us. Now, who wakes up in the nighttime here? Anyone wake up in the nighttime ever? Yeah, wakes up in the nighttime. And can I let you into a secret, all right? Grown-ups do it as well. But when grown-ups wake up in the night, we worry about all sorts of things, okay? So we worry about what's going on the next day, or we worry about something bad that's happening, or we worry about our money or our friends or our family, or we worry about you guys. See, we worry lots. Now, when you guys wake up in the middle of the night, you think there's a big monster in the cupboard or the big bogey monster under your bed, and you get worried about that. But whenever we wake up in the night, is God still watching over us? Is God still watching over us in the middle of the night? Yeah. So next time, will you do something for me? Next time that you wake up in the middle of the night, will you say these six words to yourself? Because they'll remind you that God never sleeps and God watches us over whenever. So we say these six words one more time. My help comes from the Lord. And grown-ups, when we wake up in the middle of the night and we start worrying about all sorts of stuff, will you say these six words to yourself? That my help comes from the Lord, the one who never sleeps. So when you're busy waking up in the middle of the night and the rest of the world seems to be asleep, remember that God never sleeps, that he's watching over us whenever. The next thing we learn is that God watches over us wherever. So in verse 8, it says the Lord will watch over your coming and your
going.
Brilliant. Your Lord watches over your coming and your going. So that means that when you're at home, God's watching over you there. And when you go out to school or to work, God's watching over you there. When you go on holiday, God's watching over you there. When you are in hospital, God's watching over you there. You see, it's not that that God kind of is at home, but he's not in Tesco's. And it's not that God's in Tesco's, but he's not at school. Do you see what I mean? God is everywhere. God is watching over us wherever you go. And so you can remember that wherever you are, at home, at school, at work, in hospital, that the Lord is our helper. He's always there. He's always watching over. So always means whenever, always means wherever, and always means forever. This is the last thing that we're going to learn. Look at verse 8 again. Verse 8 says he watches over us both now and forevermore. God watches over us forever. The thing about good things is that they often come to an end. Who was having fun on half term? Who was having fun on half term? Yeah, I was having a lot of fun on half term. But when it came to an end, it's over. Half term's over. I've got to go back to school. I've got to go do all those things. And what about, who loves chocolate? I love chocolate. Now, when you're eating your chocolate bar, you know, this is yummy, this is yummy, this is yummy. It's gone. It's ended. And so all good things seem to come to an end, don't they? But God's love, God's care, God's protection for us never ends. It's never ending. So always means whenever, always means wherever, and always means forever. God is watching over us right now as we sit in this room. He's protecting us on our journey to heaven, but he's also will do it tomorrow and the day after and the day after, and he'll keep going forever and ever. He will always watch over you. Thanks, ladies. Let's take these down. Ooh. So, we've been learning three things this morning about God's help, okay? Three things that I want you to remember. First of all, God keeps us going, God keeps us safe, and God keeps us always. And that means whenever, wherever, and forever. Now listen, that's a really excellent thing to remind ourselves, isn't it? It's a good job we've learnt that song, because now we can say to each other on our long journey to heaven these six words. Can we say it together? My help comes from the Lord. You see, we're on this long journey, and there are lots of things that will try and stop us getting to heaven. But actually, we know that God keeps us safe, God keeps us always, and God keeps us going. God will keep us standing on our journey to heaven. Now listen, can we do something for a moment? I know adults don't enjoy doing this kind of thing, but can you look around for a minute? Look at all the people in this room. Can you? Adults, you do it as well. I know it's awkward, but, you know, that's okay. You can live with it for a second. Okay, now look back at me. Look back at me. Over here. Here we go. Can I tell you something that's really amazing? Is that you're not on this journey on your own. God puts us in groups of people, local churches, where we are on this journey together. We're traveling together. And so we say this song to ourselves. So we say to ourselves, when I wake up in the middle of the night or I'm worried about something, I say, my help comes from the Lord. And then someone next to me says, and you know what? He won't let your foot slip. And someone over here says to me, and he will keep you from all harm because he's watching over your coming and your going. You see, we sing it to one another. This is a song for the journey that we sing together. So we can help each other to keep going on the journey as we remind each other that our help comes from the Lord's. And just as I finish, I'd like to say something this morning. If you're someone here who isn't yet on this journey to heaven, if you haven't started this long upward journey, then let me tell you this morning, please, to look at Jesus, to consider Jesus, the one who starts us on this journey to heaven. You see, every one of us in this room is on a long upward journey. All of us, whether we believe in the Lord Jesus or not, is on a journey to meet the Lord. And some of us in this room will meet him as our helper, and some of us will meet him as an enemy, the one that we've said no to, the one that we've rejected. And this morning, if that's you, then let me tell you that Jesus isn't just the one who protects us on our journey, but this psalm points us to the fact that Jesus is the one who starts us on our journey. It says in verse 5 that he is our shade at our right hand. That means he is our place of safety. And the Bible says that he is our place of safety from God's judgment. And if we want to start our long upward journey to heaven, we need to take shade in the Lord Jesus. We need to take protection from him so that we can start our long journey to heaven. If that's not you this morning, please let me encourage you to trust in the Lord Jesus as your shade at your right hand, the one who protects you from the judgment of God. And then you can join God's people and we can sing together that our help comes from the Lord. Will you say these six words for me one more time? My help comes from the Lord. Brilliant. Let me pray and then we're going to sing. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this song in the Bible. Thank you that you've kept it safe for us so that we can sing it too. And that we can remind ourselves that on our long journey to heaven, that our help comes from you. We thank you that the Lord Jesus is the one who keeps us going. We thank you that the Lord Jesus is the one who keeps us safe. And we thank you that the Lord Jesus is the one who keeps us always, whenever, wherever, and forever. And we thank you for him. Amen.
Be great if you could get hold of one of the blue songbooks again. We're going to sing of the Lord's safe keeping of us. We're going to sing 894, Come O Fount of Every Blessing. Let me just read you some words from the start of verse 2. I remember God's great mercy. By his help, I've safely come. And I know he will not fail me, but will surely bring me home. Let's stand and sing those words of encouragement to each other.
Thank you.
Let's just pray as we stand together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the encouragement that we've received from this psalm today. Father, we pray that whether we are young or old, and whether this week is good or bad, that we would remember at every point that as we trust in Jesus, our help truly comes from you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.